Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen. I'm going to have our sound effects man produce a sound that's mighty popular around the country today. I want you to listen and see if you can recognize it. Okay, Mr. Sound Effects Man, let's have it. Did you get that? Well, it was the sound of a basketball swishing through the net on a basket. Yes, we're right smack in the middle of the basketball season, and I think you'll agree with me that it's a mighty fine sport. But I'm just wondering whether you're getting all the fun you can out of basketball. I'm just wondering if you're a sideliner, that is, watching your friends having all the fun while you sit on the sidelines. Well, if you've got natural ability in basketball, and if you've got your mind made up that you want to be a leader in sports, let me give you some valuable advice. Get yourself a training program and stick to it. And about the best training program I know is Jack Armstrong's set of year-round personal training rules. Now, I'm going to give you those rules point by point in just a second. But before I do, I want to remind you that you've got to mean business when you're training. You've got to follow every rule right to the letter. Now, here are Jack Armstrong's three training rules. Listen carefully. One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Now, those are plenty simple, aren't they? And say, rule number three is going to let you in on lots of valuable nourishment and a lot of real pleasure. That's for sure. Why, I don't know of any other breakfast dish that packs as much downright delicious flavor as that championship combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit. It's got a flavor that's absolutely different from anything else you've ever tasted. And believe me, it's the kind of flavor that'll make you want to be darn sure that Breakfast of Champions is parked right in front of you every morning. So start training tomorrow morning by eating a keen-tasting, nourishing Breakfast of Champions with all the real whole wheat goodness of Wheaties. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. The two-masted schooner Spindrift is hove to under a storm trysail while a terrific typhoon batters her in the China Sea. Mountainous waves rush from windward as though to engulf her in foaming walls of water, but the sturdy ship fights her way to the seething top of each wave. A savage wind is clawing at her one storm trysail, trying to rip it to pieces, but the heavy canvas holds and the little ship keeps the boat pointing right into the fury of the gale. Wave after wave sweeps the deck from stern to stern, and no one can stay above deck for long. Right now, everyone is below. Uncle Jim is plotting the course of the storm on his chart. Michelle is working the bilge pump, trying in vain to keep the cabin dry. Betty is trying to prepare a cold meal out of hardtack, and Jack and Billy are about to go above for a few seconds to inspect the all-important storm zone. And everyone is hanging on to something to keep their feet as the schooner is tossed about by the buffeting waves. Listen.
Easy there, Jack. Where are you going?
Billy and I are going to take a look above, Uncle Jim. We want to see how the storm sail is taking.
All right, Jack. There's nothing you can do to help that sail if it does go. Don't forget your lifelines.
Don't worry, Uncle Jim. You couldn't make me forget my lifeline.
Take a reading of the barometer as you go by, Jack. What does it say?
It's just under 27 inches, Uncle Jim. It's still dropping.
That's something you'll not soon forget, Jack. A man can sail the seven seas for a lifetime and never see a glass like that.
Once is enough for me, Uncle Jim. Come on, Jack.
Pull the hatch back quickly, Billy. We'll get up in the cockpit and close it before the next wave comes aboard. Here, I'll lend you a hand.
Okay. Oh, boy, what a wind. It blows the fence right out of your body.
Close the hatch, Billy, quick. Here comes a large wave aboard.
Okay.
Now snap that lifeline to your belt quick before the wave hits us.
Yeah, snap that, Jack. Hang on.
The storm still is still holding, Billy. It may see us through.
It ought to hold. It's 4 6 inches of heavy canvas.
Did you ever see such waves in your life, Billy?
Oh, I didn't realize the ocean had kicked up so much, Jack. And look what the wind does to the tops of the waves. Why, it cuts them flat.
If this sail ever goes, Billy, we'll have to get that sea anchor overboard in a hurry. We'll broach, too, broadside to these waves. Why, the whole ship will be knocked flatter than a pancake.
Do you suppose we turn over, Jack?
I don't know, Billy. If we do, it's all over for us. but we'll certainly be knocked over on our beam's end.
Let's go back below, Jack. I can't catch my breath in this wind.
Okay, Billy, when we get to the top of this wave, grab hold of the hat. As soon as the wave sweeps us, we'll open up and duck below. Don't forget to unsnap your lifeline.
I won't. Hey, it's a real wave coming out. Oh, all right. Let's slide the hat back.
Come on, Billy. Get below, quick.
Okay.
Now, push her shut.
There.
Everything all right, Jack?
The sail's still holding, Uncle Jim. But if this wind gets any stronger, it won't hold for long.
If that sail goes, we'll be in for some real punishment, Jack. I think we'd better get that sea egg. Good now.
Oh, what was that noise?
That's the sail, Betty. It's gone. Hold on, everyone. We're going to broach.
Oh, what's happening to the boat? It's turning over.
Hold on, Betty. We're broadside to the wave. We're being knocked over on our beams then.
Oh.
Everyone all right?
I guess I'm all right.
And I cracked my head, Uncle Jim, and I'm still alive.
We're all right, Uncle Jim. But half the stuff in the cabin is broken loose.
Hold on. Here we go again. Look sharp, Jack. We'll go to the bottom if this keeps up. We've got to get that sea anchor overboard. You and I'll go on deck and do it.
Can I help, Uncle Jim?
Yes, Billy. While Jack and I are getting the sea anchor overboard, you fix up the oil bag.
Oh, you mean that bag full of oakum, Uncle Jim?
That's the one. It's in this locker here with a can of oil. Pour the oil into the bag of oakum and bring it forward to us. But don't forget that lifeline. Hold on. We're about to be knocked over again. Great, Jack. Open the hatch.
It's open, Uncle Jim.
Slip on that lifeline when you get in the cockpit. All right. Let's go.
Here's the lifeline for you, Uncle Jim. I've got my line made fast.
Good. Mine snapped. Look out. We're going to be knocked flat again. Are you all right, Jack?
I'm still with you, Uncle Jim.
We'll work our way forward. Keep on your hands and knees. Never let go of anything for an instant. Come on.
This wind wants to pick me up and throw me overboard. I can hardly crawl against it.
Keep on, Jack. You're doing fine. I hope the sea anchor isn't fouled.
It shouldn't be. It's lashed down, all ready to go overboard.
Hold on, Jack. Here comes another wave broadside to us. It's going to break completely over the ship.
I'm holding on with two hands. Here she comes.
Are you still there, Jack?
Still here, Uncle Jim.
Get forward before another wave hits us. Quick.
I'm crawling as fast as I can. This wind is something else.
Is the cable to the sea anchor all ready to run out when she goes overboard, Jack?
You bet it is, Uncle Jim. I checked it myself.
We'll be up there in a second. We stay broadside to these waves, and in a moment we'll founder. This spin drift can't take many more of these.
Look out, Uncle Jim. Here comes another one.
I see it.
This is the worst one of all. Look at it rush at it.
Hold him tightly, Jack. This is a bad one. Look out. Get it, Blake. lash to it. Hold on, there's a wave coming aboard.
I don't mind that kind of a wave. It gets a clean sweep of the deck. But when we're broadside and the ship can't rise to meet the wave, that's something else.
That wave gave Billy a bat. He'll be here with that oil bag in a second. The outhaul line all clear?
It's clear, Uncle Jim.
Good. We won't take such a beating if we get an oil slick on the surface of those waves. Here comes Billy now.
Here's the oil bag, Uncle Jim. I just about hit a stand on my head in the cabin to fill it.
Good work, Billy. Have it here. I'll make it fast to the outhaul line.
Here it is, Jack. I don't see what...
This outhaul line goes out to the sea anchor and back, Billy. We'll tie the oil bag to one end of the line and then pull in with the other end.
Oh, I get you, Jack. We pull the oil bag right out to the sea anchor.
That's the idea. And the oil spreads all over the waves in front of us. Hold on, there's a wave coming aboard.
Will the oil help much, Uncle Jim?
You'll see, Billy. It keeps the wind from biting into the waves. The waves are just as high, but they're much smoother.
The oil bag is made fast, Uncle Jim.
Pull it out, Jack. That's the way.
How far out is the sea anchor, Jack?
It's out quite a ways, Billy. It's out beyond the next wave.
Jump on crickets. Look at that oil spread out.
That's what it's supposed to do, Billy. Makes a large slick area ahead of the boat.
Why, it's doing some good already, Jack. That last wave is hardly breaking at all.
We're right over the top of it without getting a dunking, Billy.
Say, this is wonderful. Why, it makes all the difference in the world.
We're safe for a while now, Jack. Is the oil bag all the way out to the sea anchor?
As far as it'll go, Uncle Jim.
Good. Now let's get back to the cabin and see if Betty and Michelle are all right. They've been pretty badly thrown about.
This wind will pick us up and throw us back if we're not careful. Come on, Billy.
We must be right on the edge of the storm center, Jack. Now, snap those lifelines and get below.
Here. Let me ahead with the hatch, Billy.
Okay.
It's stuck.
There.
Attaboy.
Get below, quick.
Oh.
Hello, Betty. Any bones broken?
Not quite, Uncle Jim. But look. Look at the barometer. It's going up.
How's that? The barometer's rising. Well, that's too good to be true. The worst is over. Why, in a few hours, we'll be able to hoist sail again.
Hoist sail again. Did you hear that, Billy? In a few hours, we can hoist sail. We can go on down to the Sulu Sea. We can find the sunken reef. And the black shark will never see us again. Never.
Never? Well, hardly ever. Has Jack forgotten that the Black Shark has a radio on board? And if the Spindrift is seen by another vessel, she'll certainly be reported. So there's a pretty good chance that when the Spindrift arrives in the Sulu Sea, the Black Shark won't be far behind. And you won't want to be far behind either, for there's a wrecked yacht on that sunken reef and a treasure of uranium aboard. So listen in at the same time next Monday when the Spindrift reaches that sunken reef for another exciting episode in the adventure of the sunken reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen, if you like good things to eat, here's a plan that ought to make a big hit with you. Eat a breakfast of champions tomorrow morning. That championship team of Wheaties, milk, and fruit make one of the best-tasting breakfast dishes I know. Then, tomorrow night, just before you go to bed, have a big bowl of those extra good whole wheat flakes with milk or cream. But right now, I suggest you check up on the supply of Wheaties and make certain that there are plenty. If the supply is running a little low, remind Mother to get you a couple of packages tomorrow. But be sure you ask for Wheaties, the one and only Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the fight for Hudson High, boy.